Good morning. You listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Whistler, British Columbia, and I'm with Jeff Monko with Monko Floors. Jeff, how you doing?
Fantastic, Kemp. How about yourself?
I'm good. It's a good place to have a meeting. We're here with the NFA Group. You're based in Green Bay, Wisconsin. You've got six stores up in Wisconsin and one store on the west coast of Florida, right?
Yeah, that's correct. We also have a commercial division in Wisconsin that services the Midwest, Wisconsin, Iowa, Minnesota, but six Wisconsin stores, and yes, one in Fort Myers, Florida.
Mm-hmm. Now, we talked back in October of last year, and you had talked about, you know, what you thought 18 was going to bring in. It looked like you were going to grow 10% last year. How's business doing now?
I think we hit that number. We saw growth on the residential side, a lot of growth on the new construction side. Our commercial business is starting to flatten out a bit, but all in all, 18 was a really good year for us.
And what about, I'm hearing a little bit of softness in January and February, but you haven't been affected by that, have you?
Well, again, on the retail side, no, it's tough. In Wisconsin, we had, in a lot of parts in the north, we had a horrible, horrible winter. I would say we lost half of February with cold temperatures and lots of snow. And with that, we're still slightly ahead, so we consider that a huge victory. The Florida side is doing quite well. New construction down there is very robust, so we're up down there. Again, the only part that we see that we have any kind of a slowing is on the commercial side, and even that is a little bit iffy. One large commercial job can make a year, so we're still optimistic.
I understand you're just coming off a Stainmaster sale, so how did that do for you?
It did well. They still do well for us. We've been doing them now for almost 15 years. We do two a year. We really follow the format given by the Stainmaster folks. It works well for us. It's a lot of work. We'll do a lot of business in one day. For us, at least, it's been very worthwhile, and we'll do them again.
And a lot of people hear the Stainmaster name, and they think that's about carpet, but it's not. I mean, you got some LVT there as well, right?
No question. We've got an LVT line that is Stainmaster, and again, in our markets, the name still resonates quite well. And we're a Stainmaster flooring center, so for us, it's that brand that we continue to push.
Tell us what's selling in your marketplace.
Well, like everybody, you know, LVT-type products are just, you know, all the rage. It's amazing. When we first came out with it, I think it may have been Congoleum that we came out with the first one, DuraCeramic, and then we started seeing the wood patterns. At first, we were skeptical. We thought consumers were going to, you know, want to buy wood, and it just took off for us. Same thing in our Florida market. The first comment was, oh, that'll never sell down here, and now we're stocking it there and selling it everywhere.
Mm-hmm. What's suffering? I mean, what is LVT taking share from?
Wood and ceramic, no doubt. Maybe a little carpet, but for sure, wood and ceramic for us. Our wood business is down a bit, and our ceramic business is also down.
Okay. Now, you've had a leadership change. I know Jim Walters has retired, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Jim and I have worked together, wow, since the early 80s. I've known Jim longer than I've known my wife. We very close to the same age. We kind of figured one of us would retire and the other one to work a few more years. And Jim said he was ready, so January 1, he retired. I suspect, though, we'll see him again. He's the type of guy that he needs to do something. So right now he's taking 6 weeks off and he's hanging out in Florida, but I submit we'll see him somewhere again. It was great to see him retire, and he sounds really relaxed and enjoying himself. I can't wait till it's my turn.
Who takes that role?
Our new company president is Scott Brown. We had four owners prior, myself, my brother Jim, Scott Brown, and Jim Walters. And Scott Brown is now our new company president and will do most of our buying. So he's taking most of the responsibilities that Jim had.
All right, let's talk about you. You had your board meeting at the NFA yesterday, and I've heard several people say that it was one of the best meetings that the NFA has ever had. Why are they saying that?
Well, I think because it was changed and it's different. We were getting maybe in a rut, and the new leadership that took over the NFA really decided to change the format of the meeting. Everything we did was a little bit different. I think one of the nicest things we did was we broke out into four individual groups with two or three board members in each group, and then got an update on exactly what the board is doing. And that seemed to be a little bit of a disconnect, not intentional, I guess, but the membership at large was not familiar with exactly what the board was working on, and this was a really great opportunity for a small group of individuals to sit one-on-one with board members, and then they could tell us exactly what they're working on, and more importantly, ask us, again, in a very small group, what would they like the board to do. So it was really a fresh change, and I think it was very well receptive.
Yeah, I need to point out the NFA is kind of unique when it comes to buying groups because you're member managed. I mean, there's not a staff of people that are running this organization. You know, Jason McSwain, the president now, also runs a very healthy business up in Cincinnati. So that's what kind of makes you unique, isn't it?
That is correct. We have one employee, our executive director. She does a wonderful job for us. And other than that, everything we do is all the members. So, yes, if you were on the board of directors, you are also owner of a floor covering store or a manager of a floor covering store. So it's quite unique. There is no infrastructure to speak of. Everything we do, you know, as owners.
So there's 42 members. You used to do a two-minute drill, and everybody said how they were doing. You went around the room, and now you've changed that, and you're drawing names out of the hat. But tell me, just as a collective group, how is the group doing?
All in all, I think everybody's doing well. I didn't hear anybody that said that their business was down. Some might have said the business might have been flat. Again, a lot did say the winter was, especially those in the north, the winter hurt them a little bit. But all in all, the room was very optimistic. You know, nobody knows exactly what 19 will bring, other than I think, as a collective group, most of the members feel that 19 will still be a decent year for us, that we still should see some growth and no talk of recession. And if we can, you know, find the labor to do what we need to do, we think we'll have another good year.
Mm-hmm. I understand Ken Jackson talked to the group and gave a little bit of a perspective for the outlook from Shaw's perspective. It was positive, right?
Oh, yeah, very much so. Great guy. I've known him for years. He does bring some insight that, you know, that a lot of us don't have. And yes, he also concurred with the same statement that at least for 19, everything looks relatively decent. And even as far as into 20, he didn't think we'd be seeing any recession. So it was great to have him there. He, like I say, he brought a lot of very good insight.
So what are the challenges the group faces?
I think like every time we get together, the commonality seems to be finding the right quality labor to do what we need to do. You know, we still have a lot of imports that we're dealing with, and as a group, of course, you know, we want to support the vendors that we have relationships with, and be somewhat cautious on all these importers that are dying to do business with us that might not be members of our group. So there's an awful lot of deals out there to be had, but again, as a group, we try to support the vendors that support us, and that's going to continue to be a challenge. I think once the whole tariff issue is squared away, I believe that will help us tremendously. But again, at this point, we're seeing all positive signs, at least for 19. To be honest, I think we may even look to grow our own company. We might look to grow this year.
So on the other side of that question, what do you think your membership in this group are doing that's given them an edge?
Wow, that's a great question. I think the entrepreneurial attitude of this group is quite unique. Everybody that comes in the room that hasn't been in the room, usually if they're invited to come in, it's usually the very largest dealer in the marketplace. And I've seen this time and time again where they come in with a certain attitude. I did. You know, I was the biggest fish in my pond, and I'm thinking, what do these guys have to offer? And all of a sudden I sit in a room of 42 people, and their businesses are the same or larger. So as a group, you know, we continue to share ideas, to pick the brain of the person sitting next to us. Our best practices this year was really great to see what some of these other dealers are doing. And then we feed off of that. We find out what somebody's doing, and then we move. We're now trying to look at a joint program for credit card processing, because the amount of money, it's staggering, by the way, $1.8 billion of credit card sales annually. The number's just staggering. So we're looking at things that we can do as a group to try to save us all a little bit of money, and you know, we just continue to work together.
That 1.8 billion number, is that floor covering?
Well, no, that's total business, and that's there's a lot of us have other businesses that they're in. Mm-hmm. So no, that's all the business, but it's shocking to see the amount of just floor covering business. I would bet that in this group we're probably close to a billion.
Mm-hmm. Okay, interesting. All right, Jeff, it's great to catch up with you. Thanks for updating our listeners on what's going on in the retail sector of the business. Again, been talking to Jeff Mocco with Mocco's in Wisconsin and Hattinger's in Florida. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.